Ever feel like you're getting whiplash from all the international news? One headline, it's a big meeting somewhere, then bam, tariffs are flying. It's a lot to keep up with.
It really is.
So today we are going to do a deep dive into some of the recent events on the world stage that are really impacting, things that hit everyone's wallets. Global trade and the oil markets. We're cutting through the noise, getting to what matters, and looking at how everything connects without giving you information overload.
And what's so interesting right now is that we're seeing how diplomacy, like actual meetings between countries, and then trade, which can feel kind of separate, are both shaking things up in the oil market. It really proves just how tied together the global economy is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't isolate these things.
So let's start with those diplomatic moves. Seems like Saudi Arabia was the place to be recently. We had American and Russian negotiators meeting behind closed doors. Word on the street is they were mostly focused on that Black Sea ceasefire deal, the one from last year. And get this, that meeting happened just a few days after Ukrainian and U.S. officials met in the same spot.
So Saudi Arabia is kind of like a diplomatic hub lately.
Right. Like everyone's going there.
And all these talks happening there, it emphasizes how important that Black Sea region is. That area is a major route for global trade. It's how a ton of agricultural products get shipped out. So any kind of instability there makes the markets nervous. Geopolitical uncertainty can really throw a wrench in things, especially in these key spots.
Like a ripple effect, right?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, so then we've got trade, which can definitely add to that uncertainty you were just talking about. On March 26th, Donald Trump announced that he might slap a 25% tariff on cars and car parts coming from Europe to America.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
That's a pretty huge potential escalation, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. See, when you look at the big picture, tariffs like that can cause a chain reaction. Other countries might retaliate with their own tariffs, and that can slow down the entire global economy. In fact, analysts at the NLI Research Institute, they're an economic think tank, they're saying this could even trigger a recession. And of course, if the economy shrinks, people buy less stuff, travel less, which means
less demand for oil.
Exactly.
So that brings us to the oil market itself. And actually, we've seen Brent crude, which is like the gold standard for tracking global oil prices, go up lately. It hit a three-week high at about $73 a barrel. What's driving that?
Well, there are a few things going on. The U.S. is making noises about tariffs on oil coming from Venezuela, so that makes people think, oh, less supply, prices go up. At the same time, the U.S. Energy Information Administration, their data shows that crude oil inventories have actually decreased, meaning the U.S. itself is using more oil, more demand, prices go up.
Right, so that all makes sense. But there's kind of a counter argument too, isn't there?
Mm.
Central Bank of Russia, they're saying watch out, because if OPEC and the U.S. both ramp up oil production, that could actually push prices down over the long haul. So it feels like we've got these forces pushing in different directions.
You got it. It's a tug of war. Short term, we've got those potential supply issues from Venezuela and the U.S. using more oil. But longer term, who knows what will happen with production? And that's what makes this whole thing so volatile, so hard to predict.
Yeah.
And the NLI Research Institute, they highlight that too. They say the stricter U.S. sanctions on Venezuela and Iran, those are adding to the uncertainty. Plus, U.S. policies on oil keep changing, so everyone's kind of on edge trying to figure out what's next.
Okay, so let's get into some specifics. We know Brent crude was around $73 last Thursday. Over in Singapore, we saw 180 CST, that's a heavy fuel oil, trading at $460. Bitumen, that's the stuff used in paving roads, was going for about $425 there, with South Korea a little lower. Bahrain, their bitumen held steady at $420, while Europe saw a bump up to between $420 and $450.
It's interesting to see how the prices vary from region to region.
Yeah.
It gives you a sense of how the local supply and demand are playing out.
Definitely. And something else to watch, it looks like bitumen prices in India are going to jump on April 1st.
Oh, really?
So that could make it a good time for importers there.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now, switching gears to Iran, they saw some big demand for vacuum bottom after their New Year celebrations. That's another refinery product. But here's the thing. With Eid al-Fitr coming up, that's the end of Ramadan. We're expecting some disruptions to services in both Iran and the UAE.
Oh, right, because of the holiday.
Yep. So that means we could see some new price trends popping up in early April. It's kind of like wait and see what happens after the break.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, wow, we've covered a lot here. We've seen how these diplomatic talks can really impact geopolitical stability, which can then affect trade. And trade tensions, Those can raise worries about the economy slowing down and people using less oil.
It's a domino effect.
It is. And then all of that, plus the ups and downs of supply and demand, that's what's making the oil market so jumpy. It's like you can draw a straight line from some secret meeting in a palace to the price of asphalt on your street.
It's true, yeah. I think the big takeaway for anyone listening is this. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. All these global events, the negotiations, the trade wars, the way the oil market reacts, it's all tangled up. And it's tough to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it really makes you think. So as we wrap up, here's a question for you to ponder for everyone listening. Out of everything we've talked about today, all these interconnected events, what do you think will have the biggest impact on the global economy in the coming weeks? Is it going to be the diplomacy, trade, something happening in the oil market itself? It's something to keep in mind as we see how things play out.
Absolutely. It's a good question to consider. There are no easy answers right now.